Welcome to WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick. We find ourselves at episode 43 of the show and have arrived at a milestone. This is the first time we have brought in another producer to not only research the music we're sharing here, but also to choose that music too. A big thank you goes out to our intern, Lauren Wasmond, whom you will get to hear from in our conversation on DJ for a Day. We hope you will enjoy this latest batch of new songs from listener-powered WNCW, which includes the latest from go-to artists like Anders Osborne and Willie Nelson, as well as newcomers like Middle Kids and Jade Bird. Our segue of the show pairs San Francisco quartet and go-to arc overnight band The OCs with avant-garde Celtic band Boiled in Lead, whom you are much likely to hear on Arc Overnight than on Celtic Winds here at Grassroots Radio. Let's kick it all off with an artist who, since his professional debut in 1962, has released 98 studio albums, 12 live albums, and 42 compilation albums, as well as two soundtracks, selling more than 40 million albums in the United States alone. Can you guess who? Well, if you don't already know, then I bet you'll recognize his voice.
Rode into battle, barebacked and saddled. You took the wound in your side. You pulled the sleds and you pulled the wagons. You gave them somewhere to hide. Now they don't need you and there's no one to feed you. There's fences where you used to roam. And I wish I could gather up all of your brothers and you would just ride me back home. Ride me back home to a much better place. Blue skies and sunshine and plenty of space. Somewhere where they would just leave you alone. Somewhere that you could call home. And you would just ride me back home. I got a small place up in the foothills. Green grass as precious as gold. I paid a fortune for what little I got here, but you know that I'd sell my soul to have all the mountains, the rivers and valleys, the places where you need to roam. Just gather up all of your brothers and you will just ride me back home. Ride me back home to a much better place. Blue skies and sunshine and plenty of space. Somewhere where they will just leave you alone. Somewhere that you could call home, and you would just ride me back home. Ride me back home to a much better place. Blue skies and sunshine and plenty of space. Somewhere where they would just leave you alone. Somewhere that you could call home. And you would just ride me back home.
Mm-hmm. headed for the Cumberland Gap. When a hard summer rain brought death to my train, Colorado come to wash me out. And the head engineer said, here and here clear, better hang on and hold your cab. And before I could jump those mighty rails, son, and the whole damn bridge collapsed. Well, children were crying, all the luggage went flying. There was coal rolling everywhere. And there were lovers in the aisle, knotted up in a pile, going hard despite our deep despair. And as we tumbled away to that still water grave, there was sorrow amongst the air. While the Bible was read, well, I bowed down my head and I read out my chest, and we all held our breath, cause we was getting down to the end. And while that cold water brewed, the train whistle blew, and it sounded like a howling wind. And from the corner of my eye, I saw an angel disguised as a man with a violin. And he sang us a song, it didn't last very long, so we asked him to sing it again. Well, oh my, I'm a train in the sky. Sweet Lord, let me feel no fear. And before I go down these tail above the ground, well, I love you, my darling, dear. You know I love you, my darling, dear. Yes, I love you, my darling, dear.
The tale of a 1904 train crash in his native Kentucky, that was Ian Noe, spelled N-O-E, with Barbara's song from Between the Country. Ian is from the tiny town of Beattyville, Kentucky, and only left for the first time in 2017, moving to Louisville after high school. He worked in the oil fields and made a few bedroom recordings that started to gain momentum in the local scene. Now he is well known enough to have opened for artists such as John Prine, and he will play a show in Charlotte early this October. At the top of the show, if you hadn't already guessed, it was the redheaded stranger, Willie Nelson, with the title track To Ride Me Back Home. That song is co-written with Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame member Sonny Throckmorton, and it's a tribute to horses who aren't doing so well. Willie has more than 60 rescue horses at his ranch in Texas, where most of the horses were rescued from being slaughtered. Throckmorton lives nearby and sees those horses often. Nelson says, quote, "It's a good story. I heard it and I said it fits exactly the same thing I'm doing. It just seemed natural," end quote. Next is a band with a regional tie, the duo of Jill Andrews and Peter Greenwald from the group Hush Kids.
Wake, when I wake, I will just lay here and wait for the sun. Wake when I wake, when it appears a new day has begun. The morning is made for the birds and the trees. The morning is made for the falling of leaves. The morning is made to start over. For you, love. skin. The morning is made for I love you again. The morning is made for the time that I spend with you. It's true. Everything's waiting for you.
with the crown of needles to lead you into matrimony. Is she good at it? Is she good at it? Does she hold you so tight in the middle of the night you forget I was ever alive? She must be good at it. Must be good at it. Is she a saint? Is her skin made of gold? That's all I can think of. Why you don't call me no more? And our love's made of steel. So when she says she loves you, you forget how I made you feel. Is she good at it? Is she good at it? Does she hold it so tight in the middle of the night you forget I was ever alive? She must be good at it. Is she good at it? How is this God? With her head down her spine in a silver dress that stole you from being mine. Is she good at it? Is she good at it? Does she hold it so tight in the middle of the night you forget I was ever alive? Is she good at it? Is she good at it? Is she good at it? Is she good? Is she good at it? Is she good at it?
Some people have compared that song to Dolly Parton's Jolene, just not as desperate. That was British artist Jade Bird. She is young, just 21 years old, but she has already toured with the likes of First Aid Kit, Brandi Carlile, Brent Cobb, and Hozier. Her debut EP came out in 2017, and her self-titled full-length album includes that song, Good At It. She'll be playing a show in Charlotte at the end of September. In the middle of that set, Middle Kids, the Australian trio of Hannah Joy, her husband Tim Fitz, and drummer Harry Day, with the song Beliefs and Prayers from their album New Songs for Old Problems. Hannah Joy says that the song is, quote, a fanfare about people pretending to be nice when actually they are not, end quote. Middle Kids have some serious chops, as Joy is a classically trained pianist, Fitz is a producer and multi-instrumentalist, and Day is a graduate of the Sydney Conservatorium of Music in Jazz Performance. We began the set with Hush Kids and their song Morning Is Made from their self-titled album. Jill Andrews was a founding member of Johnson City, Tennessee band The Everybody Fields 20 years ago, and she now calls Nashville home, along with the other half of Hush Kids, Peter Greenwald. They're both married, just not to each other, and have children, something Andrews alludes to when she says about their work together, quote, it's really very fun. It's also hard because we both have our own things going on, end quote. While Greenwald goes on to say, quote, this is full-time, but we've got maybe three full-time things going on. But this is a priority. You'll definitely be hearing more from us, end quote. And you can catch them live in our region again when they play Johnson City and Knoxville, Tennessee, in early August. Coming up, it's Anders Osborne and the band Ona. But first, here's a conversation with the producer of this episode of On the Way Up, Lauren Wasmond. Here we are on DJ for a Day, welcoming Lauren Wasmond to the show in a big way. A first time that we've had someone other than myself pick all of the music for On the Way Up. Welcome.
Thanks.
Lauren Wasmond is our ACE intern for the summer, coming from Appalachian State University, doing all sorts of things. First off, we'll get into some of the things that you've been doing and your impression of WNCW as we go along. But how did you choose the songs for this episode? Tell us about your process.
Yeah, so I kind of went into some of these albums pretty blind. Besides Willie Nelson, I had never heard of any of these artists. And so I just kind of, I basically went into the studio, picked out an album, listened to it, and then picked my song. A lot of the songs, if it kind of struck me in a weird way, or if it sounded really interesting, I'm usually one for sad songs. So I try to pick some happier songs. The Hush Kids and the Middle Kids, Morning Is Made and Beliefs and Prayers, these kind of reminded me of middle school in a way. Like Paramore was really big when I was in middle school. And I've been going through this like punk alternative rock phase recently. So I really liked those songs. And then Jade Bird was just her voice. Just really, really got me in that song, and its message was super cool. But I think my favorite was the Alton Gunn Yalku song.
That's an intriguing band hailing from the Netherlands, and they're really into Turkish psychedelia.
Yeah. And I just picked up their album and then Googled them, and they were super cool, and I love that song.
Sweet. All right, so tell us a little bit about how you got here and some of your impressions of WNCW now that you've actually worked here. You know, you've listened to us for a long, long time, but what's it like to actually be here?
Yeah, well, when I was growing up, my family played WNCW pretty consistently. It was always in the car, and at my grandma's house, we always listened to it. And once I got my own car, I had WNCW, still have WNCW, and its different frequencies as I would travel up and down the mountain to Boone and all around to Wilkesboro and that area, because I live in that area. I would switch the channels so I could have a good frequency of WCW. And then when I got to university, I realized I was interested in communication, and when I was looking for a summer internship, I said, hey, WCW, I love, you know, the programming and everything. Now that I've been here, it's so weird to see the behind the scenes of what you hear on the radio. It's weird. It's not disappointing, but it's...
These people aren't nearly as good looking as I thought.
No. Well, yeah, no, just you. No, I'm just kidding.
But I asked for that one, didn't I?
But you, it's just so, it's so different behind the scenes. And it's really cool though, to know that like someone out there, maybe similar to me, would be hearing this.
All right. So what are your insights on your career path? Because you're a public relations journalism major. Mm-hmm. Have you come across anything that you've been doing here? And it's only been about a month, but is there anything, any light bulbs that have gone off for you?
Yeah, well, I keep like pinching myself. I'm like, I'm actually like working with music right now. Like I'm doing music stuff, which I thought I would never do. Because my parents always like, you know, like there's not money in that. But, so I want to keep going on that path, like choosing music. And I've always had my dreams on working for NPR at some point in my life. So I'd love to end up there. That's kind of my end game goal, is that. And then also being a musician too. And or maybe doing like live Studio B sessions or something like that. I really enjoy seeing those bands come in, and I'm kind of like dipping my toes in everything here, so I really like everything.
Well, I think I speak for everybody when I say we're entirely sure that you can do any of that and more, Lauren.
Oh, thank you so much.
Best of luck, and you may find yourself doing this whole show before too long if you don't watch out.
That's the plan. That's what I came here. I'm going to take Joe Kendrick's job. No, I'm just kidding.
Lauren Wasman on WNCW's On the Way Up podcast. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much.
Lauren will also be doing some on-air work on WNCW this summer, when she might also spin her next pick, the song Traveling with Friends by Anders Osborne.
Traveling with friends. music in the air, drifting from sound to sound. So listen with intent, find your vocal part. You break down any walls that surrounds your singing heart. Thank you.
dünyaya gönül verdin mi? Görünce dünyaya gönül verdin mi? Kimi büyük, kimi böcek, kimi kum. Kimi büyük, kimi böcek, kimi kum. Merak edip hiçbirini sordun mu? Bunlar neden, nedenini sordun.
Is definitely no one that sounds like this group. Alten Gun are a Dutch band who dive deep into Turkish music on Gesa. The name of the group translates to Golden Day in Turkish, and the title of the record translates to Night. They're heavily influenced by the late musical icon of Turkey, Necdet Ertaş, who wrote the majority of the songs on the album. Alten Gun then arranged them and added their own funky grooves and psychedelia, using traditional instruments from the region like the long-necked lute called the saz, along with standard Western instruments like electric guitar and drums. Before Alten Gun was a band that took their name from a Little League baseball cap, Ona, here on WNCW's New Music Podcast. They're a five-piece group who are far from bluegrass, but not all that far geographically, being from Huntington, West Virginia. They found an audience in the region that was eager to hear their brand of rock. Vocalist and guitarist Bradley Jenkins talked about what they wanted to get across in this, their second record, called Full Moon Heavy Light, saying, quote, "In the production, I wanted people to recognize emotion. There's a lot of ear candy that we snuck in there, but it might be an album that you need to sit with. We want our audience to experience and feel the music. There are ups and downs, and sometimes people might ignore those feelings, but we want people to recognize every emotion," end quote. Beginning the set was a song from the first of three planned studio albums for 2019 from Anders Osborne, titled Buddha and the Blues. That was Traveling with Friends, which Osborne wrote while traveling in St. Thomas with his family. He says, quote, "I felt amazed that through all the stuff that happens, most of my friends and acquaintances were still here. We're still doing our thing. I just felt a lot of gratitude for that and put it into the song," end quote. His band has some real ringers in it. Waddy Watchell on guitar, Benmont Tench on keys, Bob Glaub on bass, and drummer Chad Cromwell, who acts as producer for the record, too. We take it to the nighttime sound of our music mix to close out the show, beginning with the latest from underground heroes, the OCs.
My heart is there, well, so deep. I am a young man from the town of Kayambra. I married a young woman to comfort me home. She goes out and she leaves me. She cruelly deceives me, leaves me with a baby that's none of my own. Say no, dear, who the day ever I marry. Oh, I wish I were single again, with its weeping and wailing. Rocking the cradle, rocking the baby that's none of my own. While I'm off at work, all the wife's on the rantan. She's on the rantan with some other young man. She goes out and she leaves me. She cruelly deceives me, leaves me with a baby that's none of my own. None of my own. Oh, dear, oh, the day ever I marry, how I wish I were single again, with its weeping and wailing, and rocking the cradle, rocking the baby that's none of my own.
That's the one song I chose for this podcast from Boiled in Lead, the band whose style of music was once dubbed rock and reel. They gave us the song House Husband's Lament, Rockin' the Cradle, from their 1987 record Hotheads, which received the Minnesota Music Award for Best Bluegrass/Celtic/Folk Album of the Year. Boiled in Lead was sometimes referred to as Bold Ned, and they explored many more styles than just Celtic and rock over their run from 1983 to around 2008, as they also incorporated Hungarian, Russian, African, and East Asian music along the way. Thematic contrast from the OCs before Boiled in Lead with their song Highland Wife's Lament from the Hounds of Foggy Notion disc, both of the these with two E's, by the way. Metal, psych, prog rock, lo-fi, John Dwyer of the OCs seems to paint with all the colors of the alternative music palette. The San Francisco Quartet recently served up record number 20, if my count is right, and you can catch them on our overnight mix hosted by Rob Daves and volunteers like Harry Strider and Joaquin Gomez in the wee hours here at WNCW. And if you don't stay up that late but love progressive and alternative sounds, you can catch our archives page and listen once you remember. More details on becoming a member and helping us continue our mission on our website at wncw.org. That's it for this episode of WNCW's New Music Podcast, On the Way Up. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Please support the artists you enjoy hearing here, whether by buying their music or going to see them perform live, or both. Both is encouraged. Bye-bye for now. Here's our theme song from Eliza Lynn.
Sing a new song in the rain, sing a new song to the drops coming down, sing a new song. Sing a new